This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. I want to share some somber news with you, tragic news, in fact. A man was put to death in France. His name was Vincent Lambert, and he was starved to death and dehydrated to death. He had some pretty severe physical problems, and he was in a French hospital, 42 years old. And 9 days ago, against the wishes of his family, against the wishes of everybody who supported him, the courts ordered that his food and water would be withdrawn, and he was starved to death. 9 grueling, excruciating days of being... Have you ever gone without a meal, and you're just famished at the, you know, at the end of the day? You missed lunch, for example. Have you ever gone without food for a whole day? Maybe like you're really doing some extreme fasting, and by the next day, you're so hungry you can't even stand it. Have you ever gone without food for 2 days? Have you ever gone without food for a week? Have you ever gone without water for a whole day, or 3 days, or a week? Well, this is the excruciating death sentence that was handed down to this man by the so-called superiors in the French government who, through the courts, decided that he had to die. His parents are pleading with him, no, he doesn't want to die. Eyewitnesses said that when he was informed, Mr. Lambert, when he was informed that they were going to remove his water and feeding tubes, that he cried because he understood what was happening. And people have been rallying to his cause. Not the people, quite frankly, who really should have been rallying to his cause. Let's just put it this way. There were a lot of religious leaders who were silent on this issue. Thankfully, the Archbishop of Paris was not silent, and he was outspoken on this issue. But a whole lot of other people who should have been up in arms and saying something, kind of like Terri Schiavo. Remember that one? Terri Schiavo, same thing. She was starved to death because her husband claimed that, although there was no evidence to support this claim, he claimed that she had once told him that she would never want to live like that. And so he wanted her out of his life. It was just dragging on and on, and he didn't want her around anymore, so he convinced the courts to approve of her being put to death. And just like Mr. Lambert, who died today, she was starved to death as well. Now, you may say, okay, well, that's a tragedy. It is a tragedy, yes, but it's also a canary in a coal mine. This story is like the canary in the coal mine. Do you know what that phrase means? You probably do. But for those who may not know what it means, back in the day, maybe they still do it, for all I know. I don't know. They would take a little canary in a cage down into the coal mines, into the mines where they would go to mine whatever they mine. And when the canary would keel over and die, they'd get out of there in a hurry because the canary was super sensitive to poisonous gases that might be undetectable by human beings because they don't have the same olfactory capabilities. They can't smell and recognize these things. So they would have the canary in the coal mine with them as their early warning system so that when they notice, oh, the canary's dead, we got to get out of here, some poisonous gas was in the mine. That's what the canary in the coal mine was for. This story is kind of like that because this should tell you something about how governments more and more now will treat you or someone you love if you become too inconvenient. Food and water is not an extraordinary means of keeping anyone alive. It's an ordinary means of keeping people alive. Oh, but he's in a coma. So what? Oh, but he's brain dead. Well, he's not hooked up to any machines, is he? He's not on a ventilator, is he? No. So you just want to croak him because you want this bed? Is that what it is? You want to get another patient in here? You can't withhold food and water from somebody who has a viable shot at living We're not talking about ventilators. We're not talking about extreme measures. We're not talking about some type of apparatus that's necessary to keep somebody alive. Just somebody who's in bed, alive, and can stay alive if you just feed him and give him water, just like you yourself want food and water. We all do. We all need that. So may Mr. Lambert rest in peace. This is a... I'm trying to think of the right word. It's a horror, but it's also, as I say, a canary in a coal mine, because it is indicative of the way things are trending. And if you, in your kindness, say a little prayer for the repose of this gentleman's soul, that would be great. But also think about what this might portend for us in the future, where governments become more and more callous. And we've already got the abortion thing. We've had that for 40 years now. We have so many other examples of the callousness that people have toward human life, of all life at all stages, not just unborn life, but all the way through to the end. And it's getting worse. And this story should be a wake-up call. Back to the phones. 888-914-9149 is the number. You can call now. Let's go to Don. I don't know where you're calling from, Don, but welcome to the program.
Thank you, Patrick. I spoke with you about 2 months ago. We have a 15-year-old granddaughter who, for whatever reason, could not digest her food. And it was diagnosed at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia as a paresis or a paralysis in the gastric system. So the good news and why I'm calling you back is that after 2 months, the tube was taken out. She was getting nutrition through the intestines. They had to bypass the stomach in order for her to get the nutrition that she needed, and she had lost 15 pounds. So I'm fulfilling my promise to say thank you to your listeners and to you for the prayers. And we're devotees of St. Rita's, so we've had lots of people in our parish at the St. Rita's Novena on Tuesdays praying. And again, just wanted to say thank you that prayer does work. And that this young lady came in the other night. This was done on July 9th, which was our 53rd wedding anniversary.
So, congratulations.
You know, God does hear our prayers. And what a beautiful gift.
It certainly is, Don. What a great happy ending to that story. Well, thank you for doing that. Thanks for thinking of us and calling us back to give us an update on how things have developed. Really happy to hear that. And may God grant you and your wife many happy years. What a wonderful thing. Thank you, Don. We'll go now to Anne listening in Albany, New York. Hi, Anne.